High school basketball is on the air. You're tuned to 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com for Saugatuck High School basketball. Tonight's game is brought to you by the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters and the Saugatuck Douglas Public Schools, the Windmill Restaurant, Michigan Tile, Spectators, Frisk Hallmark and Office Outfitters, Randy's Carpet Care, the Butler Restaurant, Shoreline Orthopedics, DeMond Super Value, and Coral Gable. Now, let's go courtside with Gary Stevens for tonight's Saugatuck High School basketball game on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
And we bid you a pleasant good evening from Saugatuck High School as the Indians host Marcellus in a boys-girls non-league doubleheader. Chris Allen, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. And it's the third game in five nights for the Saugatuck Indians. Friday night, Bangor was late. Last night, we were late. Tonight, Marcellus is running a little late. So we're about 16, 17 minutes away from the opening tip of the boys' game between the Indians and the Wildcats. But better late than never, as they say, and Tom Kingston hopes that the delay in getting this one started will be just delaying some good fortune. The Indians trying to close off the first half of the regular season with a victory as they are looking for their ninth win in 10 games this season. In fact, actually, they did pass the halfway mark with last night's impressive, and I mean impressive, 72-57 victory over Fenville. The teams play 18 games in state high school boys basketball, so the Indians up to an 8-1 start halfway through the 2013-2014 campaign. And they'll take out a Marcellus Wildcat team under coach Troy Kaler that is 4-3 and 1-2. When we come back, let's take a look at the visiting Wildcats who are playing the Indians and trying to break the Indian sign that the Saugatuck team has over them. We'll talk about the Marcellus Wildcats when we return. Counting down to the opening tip of boys basketball, Marcellus and Saugatuck on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Saugatuck Public Schools and the Saugatuck Board of Education are committed to providing an educationally sound environment for children from birth through 12th grade. The efforts of dedicated staff members and a supportive school community, students are given a chance to learn and grow in a safe, nurturing environment. Through personal involvement, Saugatuck school staff provides for each student's unique needs, placing children first in order to help each child achieve his or her personal best. The Marcellus Wildcats under coach Troy Kaler come in with a 4-3 report card, 1-2 in the sack south, and that puts them pretty much in the middle of the mix with their record. 3-4-3. They are fourth in the Sag South, third in the Sag South overall. But at 1-2, they are fourth in the division race. They're coming off an impressive 43-25 victory Friday night in Lawton. Game in which Marcellus outscored their hosts 26-14 in the first half and coasted the rest of the way through. Behind 14 points from Joe Shelton. And almost a season high for him, and 9 points from Ethan Bainbridge. That was a season high for him. The Wildcats do feature some offensive weapons. Shelton has put up 15 points in the game. Matt Garcia has had the best individual performance of a Wildcat this campaign. He put 20 points in the game against White Pigeon. But for the Marcellus Wildcats, in order to win, they're going to have to try to deal with a Saugatuck team that features as much quickness as they do. And a little bit more height. So it's a smaller team, the Wildcats are, and Coach Tom Kaysen will talk a little bit about that in his pregame remarks. Taking a look at the recent history, Saugatuck have won 8 of the last 9 meetings between the schools. However, the only time that was broken back on December the 14th, 2010, in which the Wildcats came here and took care of Tom Kaysen's first-year team, 71-53. Mike Winowicki of the Saugatuck Indians likes playing against certain opponents. We cataloged his efforts against Bangor on Friday night, and he did a pretty good job on last night in the victory against the Fenville Blackhawks, tossing in 24. Winowicki in his four meetings so far against the Marcellus Wildcats has 18, 11, 11, and 12 points respectively. Winnewickie had 18 and West Rubert had 19. In a 69-59 victory here in Saugatuck nearly a year ago, January 15th of 2013. That's the last time these two teams played here. Quinn Rice, who has graduated, led the attack for the visiting Wildcats that evening with 11 points. So the Saugatuck Indians are facing the Marcellus Wildcat team, knowing that the opposition, Saugatuck, is playing the third game in 5 days and hoping to be able to play an up-tempo style of game in order to wear down their hosts, who should be favored in this contest. Marcellus will be in their orange uniforms tonight for the game against the Indians. When we come back, we'll get a closer look at the Indians through the eyes of head coach Tom Kaysen. We're counting down to the opening tip. Saugatuck and Marcellus. 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Welcome back to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Doubleheader tonight against the Marcellus Wildcats. Boys play first, girls play second. That means we'll chat with Tom Kaysen, head basketball coach, Saugatuck High School boys basketball. Probably the most physical stretch of the season for your team. Hopefully we don't have to worry about any more snow days. And so it's a more traditional schedule after tonight, but certainly team will be challenged physically to try to respond to a third game in 5 nights.
Yeah, we had a tough game last night, very physical. We're just going to have to be mentally tough. Marcellus poses some problems for us. They start a lot of small guys. They're quick. And they like to shoot and get to the basket.
Looks a little like what we see from the home team around here.
Well, we're a little bigger than they are. But they pose a lot of challenges for us, and we're going to have to be very disciplined today and stay home and communicate. But more importantly, I'm worried. You know, it was a physical game last night against Venville, and we're going to have to be tough.
Physical game, but also an emotional game, because the guys really wanted it after a couple of losses to the Blackhawks at the end of last season.
Yeah, I mean, that game is for, you know, the North, you know, lead. Still early, but it's important. It was a pivotal game, so we just have to focus on tonight. I talked to him last night after the win. I said, celebrate tonight, but once you go to bed, it's all over with. We have to start concentrating on Marcellus.
All right, concentrating on the opponent. You really can't do a lot of technical stuff at this point. It's more of, all right, we got the fundamentals down during the preseason drills and during December and the early part of the month. You really can't say, all right, we can't work on a certain aspect in just a short period of time.
No, we're a resilient group. The kids, you know, they've been with me a long time, most of the kids, so they kind of know what's expected and where we stand, what we need to do, and what we want.
All right. What you want is consistent play, but also, and we mentioned this after the game, shake your head, defensive rebounding. Not get killed on the offensive boards by the opponent.
Well, that will be an emphasis today. We spoke a little bit this morning with the kids, I did, and that's one of the things that we emphasized again. Hey, we're really going to have to rebound tonight, and that'll be one of the keys.
All right. Some guys have stepped up their games. Others, maybe the bar is just is so high, we expect them to do so well that when they play good, it looks like we're disappointed. I'm keying a little bit on Wes right now because we all know what he can do, and right now he's not putting the numbers that perhaps, well, let's just say, perhaps we know he could do better.
You know, Wes has been consistent. There's times he's been a superstar, and there's time he's been average, but his average is very good. Trust me. Last night, I believe he had 18 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. I think that's a pretty good game. And he really went to the boards with us, and we have to have another output from him tonight like that.
Another player that you'd like to be able to see get some production on the offensive end, besides doing the nitty-gritty stuff inside, is Joey Kraszewski.
Him and I just had that conversation about 5 minutes ago. Joey played well yesterday on Aaron, and he's really going to have to, if for us to be successful, he's going to have to be a presence in the post, and he knows that, and I think he picked up his game yesterday.
One final thing, we're about halfway through the regular season. Not too bad right now. Report card looks good. 8-1, game number 10 tonight. Yes, you'd love to be, 10-0, and outside of them bad shooting night against Tri-Unity, it would be 10-0. But for the most part, the bottom line has to be satisfying, even though perhaps some of the ways to get to the bottom line can be worked on.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy with where we're at right now. I think when you lose, even when you win, there's learn things that you need to learn, and there's learning experience. Even when we won last night, there were some things that we talked about. So win or lose, you learn, you correct that, and then you'll be successful.
Head Coach Tom Kazin, good luck to you and the Indians. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Gary.
When we come back, let's take a look at the starters. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball. Coming down to the boys' game of the Twin Bill against Marcellus on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com.
Is made possible by authority granted by Saugatuck Public Schools as intended for the private, non-commercial use of audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, other descriptions or accounts of this game without the express written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is now permitted. This broadcaster is selected and employed by Midwest Communications. Both teams are back on the floor after final team talks with their coaches. Tom Kazin for Saugatuck and Troy Kaler for the Marcellus Wildcats. The Wildcats will be in their orange road jerseys with black numerals shadowed in white and black and white trim. Actually, more black trim than any, just a little bit of white. And they'll be moving from right to left in the first half. For the Saugatuck Indians, they're in their home white uniforms with royal blue numerals outlined in orange and orange and royal blue trim. At halftime, we'll be talking with Saugatuck girls basketball coach Kevin Tringali to talk a little bit about the second half of our doubleheader tonight as the Marcellus Wildcats will take on the Saugatuck Indians in girls basketball after a tough loss for the Indians against Fenville last night. So both teams are going through final warm-ups. The Indians do have their starters up here. And that is Wes Webber, the 6'6 senior, coming off an 18-point performance last night. That equals his season high. He'll be at one, really, guard position. The other guard will be Blake Dunn, the 5'9 freshman. He has had three straight double-figure scoring games. 11 points against Bangor, 11 points against Hartford, 13 against Bangor. And that is his season high, and another 11 points last night. At the forwards will be Mike Winowicki, the 6'3 senior, coming off a 24-point performance against the Fenville Blackhawks. His 31 points against Bangor is season high for any Indian this year. The other forward will be Tristan Ferrara, the 6'1 senior, at 6 points against Fenville last night. And Joe Koshelski will be in the pivot, the 6'4 senior, and 4 points for last night. So third time this season he has hit the 4-point mark, which is his season high. And as we mentioned a little bit in the pregame, you'd like to see Joe be able to put a little bit more offensively on the board for the Indians. So it'll be Dunn and Weber in the backcourt, Koshelski and, Winowicki and Ferrar and forwards, and Koshelski in the middle for Tom Kazin's team that is 8-1 on the season and 4-0 in the SAC North. And again, the Marcellus Wildcats, we're one with the crowd here, and it's going to be far less than last night's three-quarters capacity crowd to see the Derby game against Fenville as the Indians will take on the Marcellus Wildcats tonight. A lot of games on tap as everybody along the lakeshore except for Zeeland East's boys are in action tonight. Other than that, the entire SAC are in interdivisional doubleheaders tonight, and the slate for the league: Fenville at Decatur, Lawton at Martin, Gobles at Waterville, Lawrence at Bloomingdale, and Bangor at Hartford. And along with this matchup between Marcellus and Saugatuck, they're all boys-girls doubleheaders. And after tonight, the schedule switches over. And when we have doubleheaders, the girls will be playing first, and that'll be when the Bloomingdale Cardinals come calling in 10 days from now. When we come back, the opening tip is we'll learn who Marcellus will start. It is the Marcellus and Saugatuck High School basketball. Coming up next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
Your home for Hope College men and women's basketball and the best music on your radio. 92.7 The Van, WYVN, Saugatuck, Holland.
Your way tomorrow night from Alma, the middle of the mitten, as the Hope Flying Dutchman take on the Scots, Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince. We'll bring you the action right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. We'll be on the air at 7:10. Educational athletics, starting in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and the O's. Visit the MHSA website and click on education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Station's Midwest Communications. Let's say hello to the starting lineups tonight for the visiting Marcellus Wildcats. Todd Shelley coming off an 8-point performance against Lawton. They set 17 in a game against Fenville, being one guard. He joined the backcourt by Joe Shelton, who had 14 points in the win Friday night in Lawton, and twice this season has put in 15 points in a game. One of the forwards for Marcellus will be Bryce McNeil. He's coming off a season-high 8-point performance against the Blue Devils. The other forward for Marcellus will be Matt Garcia. Garcia had 4 points in Friday night's victory, and his 20-point performance against White Pigeon is the most by any Wildcat this season. In the middle will be Ethan Bainbridge. Ethan had his season high of 9 points in the win against Lawton. So it'll be Sheely and Garcia, Shelton, Bainbridge, and Shelly Garcia, Shelton, Bainbridge, and McNeil for the Wildcats. And Troy Kaler lets his boys huddle up. So too does Tom Case and the two coaches. And we're about ready to get this game underway. Indians break with Robert Koszelski, Winawicki, Dunn, and Ferrara. And they'll be moving left to right here in the first half. So we're moments away from the opening tip. Glad you're able to join us for Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Weber at 6'6 will be jumping up against Bainbridge. Weber wins the toss, but he knocks it completely out of bounds. And so Marcellus will get the basketball to begin the game. Into the front court, Todd Shelley. Saugatuck into man-to-man. Right side, Joe Shelton. Dribbles between the rings. Goes left, trying to shake off Wes Weber. Kicks it right side for McNeil. He's got Ferrara on him. McNeil to the right baseline. Doesn't see anybody open. Kicks it out left side, Garcia. Between the rings, Shelton. Marcellus being patient right now. Shelley. Right side, Garcia. Matthew with the little bit of a beard. Flips it right side to McNeil. He'll swing it top of the circle, Shelton. Left side, an open Shelley. He'll triple it from there. No rebound deflected by Koszelski out of bounds. It stays for Marcellus basketball. First possession of the game for the Wildcats is gone 47 seconds. Whistle blows for a minute as Justin Ferrara comes up a little gimpy. He may have taken a knock, and he'll go to the sidelines. He'll be replaced by Joe Shishagway, the 6'2 senior. And Ron Winawicki, the assistant coach, will immediately go to the side of Ferrara, and he's holding his left arm down as he takes a seat on the Saugatuck bench. Whistle blows. The official, the two of the officials, one of them was talking with Tom Case, and now they'll huddle up before we continue any further. Discussing a point of law, as they say. And so we have a momentary pause. As we mentioned, Saugatuck has been successful. They've won 8 of the last 9 meetings against Marcellus. Now the officials confer. And they will turn the possession arrow to Marcellus because they ruled. And that was the question they had, and that was a question I was about ready to ask as well. Weber won the toss and slapped it forward to nobody in particular. So Marcellus will get has the arrow in their possession. Is now the that point of law has been settled. Garcia into the lane as we're back in action for Marcellus. Left side for left side for McNeil. Flips it out to Shelton. Can't find any holes in that Saugatuck defense for the moment, so Garcia will pull back for the triple. No, rebound snatched away. Shishagwe for Saugatuck. First possession of the game, and it took a minute 13 seconds before Saugatuck got it. Kaszelski tried to pass it back for Winnowicki, but it was deflected out of bounds by Matt Garcia. And so in the front court, the ball stays in Saugatuck territory. Offensive territory, Marcellus is. Here's Wes Weber down the left side. Drives to the left side, banks it up, banks it in. He had the size advantage on Bryce McNeil, and Wes Weber opens the scoring, 2-0 Saugatuck. Indians putting some backcourt pressure, trying to force some turnovers on Marcellus. Shelton lobs it into a wide-open Bainbridge. Turnaround in the lane is good. Ethan Bainbridge ties the game at 2. Quickly in the front court, Winnowicki tries to drive left baseline, lost the handle, out of bounds, first turnover against Saugatuck. And again, what we're going to try to do is count up points off of turnovers for the for both teams tonight. McNeil still in the backcourt as Saugatuck's playing half-court pressure. It's broken into the front court. It goes to Matt Garcia on the left side. Indians now go to the man-to-man. Top of the circle for McNeil. McNeil. His pass deflected, and Kaszelski steals after the deflection. Kaszelski will drive and score. Steal, score, Kaszelski. Indians by 2, 4-2. Joe gets his first 2 points of the game. Pressure defense broken in the front court to McNeil. Out to an open Shelton, who go to the foul line, dishes underneath for Bainbridge, has problems handling the basketball, stolen by Weber. Second straight turnover for Marcellus. Front court, Winnowicki into the right corner, he goes. Between the rings, Rep Weber. Right side, Blake Dunn. Popping out, Kaszelski. Inside for Weber. Drives and score. Doesn't score. The ball was halfway down and comes right back out. Garcia recovers the rebound for Marcellus. They dodge a little bit of a bullet there. Joe Shelton. Between the rings to McNeil. Inside for Garcia. Has to kick it back out as he's surrounded by Indians. That is Joey Shelton. To Garcia, had a little problems with the pass, recovers, but Winnowicki's on him. Gets a pick to try to get away. Shishagwe switches onto him. Garcia had the ball knocked out of his hands by Weber, and it goes off of Garcia out of bounds. 3 straight possessions and turnovers for Marcellus. 4:38 to go, first quarter. Saugatuck by 2, 4-2. Blake Dunn will walk it over the timeline. Weber. Out on the right side, they're trying to pull Marcellus out on their defense. Winnowicki, triple left side, side of the rim, front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Shelton. Shelton wants to run, but he's 1-on-2. Kicks it back out now for Shelley. Triple from the right side. No, rebound put back up by Bainbridge and in. Ethan Bainbridge with 2 tying baskets for Marcellus. Back the other way, Winnowicki. He drives, loses possession, out of bounds. Turnover, Saugatuck, their second. Austin Phillips is introduced to the game for Saugatuck, a 5'10 senior. He'll replace Kaszelski. So it's Phillips and Shishagwe, Robert, Winnowicki, and Dunn for Saugatuck. No changes yet for Marcellus' starting 5. Retying his shoes for Saugatuck on the bench is Tristan Farrar. He might be reintroduced as this game goes along. He got a little bit of a knock early on. Baseline drive by Marcellus, they'll kick it out now for McNeil. Triple from the left side, no rebound, deflected by Shelley into the hands of Shelton. Pulls it back to Shelley, right side. To Garcia, triple from the right side, no rebound. Winnowicki steps in front of Garcia to get the board. Brings it to the front court, Marcellus back quickly, but it's Weber. Triple from the right side, got it. It'll be 2, he had a foot on the arc. Weber with 4, Indians again by 2, 6-4. 3:21 to go, first quarter. Pressure in the backcourt, broken by Bryce McNeil. Lobs it in now for Garcia. His shot was rejected by Weber to a foul, but Hover might be on the floor. Shishagwe shakes his head, saying, I didn't get him. Unfortunately, the officials disagreed. In the first foul, the game goes to the Indians, Joe Shishagwe. Indians will send the two Alexes, 5'8 junior Segovia, 5'9 sophomore, and shoots in. Shashagway and Dunn will sit. They join Winawicki, Webber, and Boston Phillips steps in front of a pass, turnover, fourth for Barcellas already. Saugatuck has 2 points off of the cough-ups. They're trying to get more. Winawicki, double team between the rings. He sees somebody open in Segovia. Little problems handling the basketball. His cross-court pass adroitly intercepted by Bainbridge. Bainbridge, front court now for Shelley. Todd Shelley for Barcellas. Between the rings, Bryce McNeil. Foul line, Bainbridge. Pulls it back out now for Shelton. Joe trying to behind-the-back dribble. Stolen away by Segovia. Fifth turnover by Barcellas already. But the Indians only lead by 2, 6-4. They've only cashed in a basket on those turnovers. You'd like to be able to get equal amount of points per turnovers. Here's a dribble by Weber. He got it. There's some value on that one. West with 7. Indians by 5. 9-4. Into the front court comes Bryce McNeil for Barcellas. Todd Shelley to the foul line. Stops. Left side, McNeil. Trying to find an opening. Knocked away by Anschutz, but he recovers, does Shelley. Left side, Garcia. Matthew on the left wing, working on Weber, trying to get a pick from Bainbridge. Can't shake him, but Bainbridge does get the ball and go around Weber and scores. 6 points for Barcellas, all six for Weber. And on the ball going to the front court, knocked out of bounds by Matt Garcia. Saugatuck will retain possession. And Troy Kaler will take his first, get his first sub off the bench. Jeff Bridges replaces Bainbridge, who has all of Barcellas' points. 1:45 to go, first quarter. Saugatuck by 3, 9-6. And shoots, walks it over the timeline after getting the inbound from Weber, then hands it to West on the foul line, extended right. Between the rings, and shoots. Working on a man-to-man defense, and Segovia throws it right into the arms of Garcia, who drives and scores. Garcia with his first two, and it's a one-point game, 9-8. And now it is Phillips who coughs it up. 5 turnovers now for Saugatuck. Back the other way is Bainbridge. Pulls it out now for Garcia. Triple left side, got it left side. Garcia scored the last 5. We have our first lead change of the game at 11-9. Each team has scored 5 points off of 5 turnovers. Here is Weber in the lane. Puts up a one-handed banker. No. Rebound snatched away by Bryce McNeil for Barcellas. 51 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Quickly in the front court for Bridges, who lays it up and lays it in. And Tom Kazin is calling a quick timeout. And he goes to almost midcourt to express his disgust. As Barcellas has now scored 9 unanswered points. And Tom Kazin is lighting into his team right now on this timeout. Matt Garcia with 5 points. And with Bridges' layup, the Indians are now down by 4. This is a Michigan Tile timeout, by the way. Winter's Ale, stop in at Michigan Tile. Indians are on the road in Goebbels Friday night. Our next broadcast of Saugatuck Indians basketball comes your way 10 days from now, week from Friday, January 31st, when the Bloomingdale Cardinals come in. Girls play first, boys play second. We'll bring you both the games starting at 5:10, a week from Friday, January 31st. Bloomingdale and Saugatuck here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Tom Kazin got his point across to his team in no uncertain terms. Koshelski replaces Alex Segovia. Anschutz, Webert, Winawicki, Phillips on the floor for Saugatuck. No changes. Why not? Why not make no changes if you're Troy Kaler of the Barcellas Wildcats? Shelley and Garcia, Shelton, Bridges, and McNeil on the floor for Barcellas, and now we do got a change. Michael Bailey comes in, and so Bailey, who did not score in Friday night's game, win at Lawton. Front court, Anschutz, trying to work on the man-to-man with Shealy. Gets a pick, drives right side, nothing there, loses the ball on the baseline. 6 turnovers now for Saugatuck, and Tom Kazin is beside himself. He's seeing his team right now losing focus with 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. Down 4, 13-9. 9-point run and working for Marcellus. Sheely into the front court, trying to shake and bake on and shoots into the left corner. Garcia, triple try is good. Matthew Garcia with 8. This is a 12-point run. And the Indians are down 7 at 16-9. 8 points off of 6 turnovers for Marcellus. Here's Winniwicki, one-hander in the lane, no. Rebound, Koshelski, offensive, puts it back up, puts it back in. That stops the rattle. And the quarter is over. So Koshelski's put back at the buzzer, snaps a 12-point run, but Marcellus leads after one quarter, 16-11. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com.
Your home for Hope College men and women's basketball and the best music on your radio. 92.7 The Band, WYVN, Saugatuck, Holland.
We begin the second quarter, Saugatuck with the basketball. And down 5, 16-11. As Weber posts up, his player kicks it out to the right side for Phillips. Triples from the right side, short. Rebound snatched away. Michael Bailey, but it's stolen by Weber. Can't get the putback, but here's Koshelski. He's got another putback. 6 points for Joey. That's his season high already. And we played only 8 minutes and 20 seconds of the first half. Indians down 3, 16-13. So we won't call it a turnover. We'll just call it a loose ball rebound by Weber. And Koshelski cashes it in for the first possession points. Bailey travels as he tries to drive right side. Marcellus, 6 turnovers now. Saugatuck has 5 points off of those turnovers. Indians with 6 cough-ups in the first quarter, and Marcellus cashed them in with a pair of threes and a regular basket for 8. That was a 12-point run that Marcellus had to wipe out a 9-4 deficit. Indians trying to battle back. Here's Weber. Jumper right side, got it. And a nice feed from Koshelski. 9 for Weber. 6 for Koshelski. That's 15 points. Indians down 1. 16-15. Front court is Shelton. Pulls it out for Shelley. Todd lobs it inside for Bridges. Can't see an opening, so they'll pull it back left side for Shelley. Trying to work around Weber. Left side, Bailey. He'll triple from there. Gets a bounce. No. Rebound, Weber Saugatuck. He wants to run. Marcellus trying to get back and does. Dunn, left side. He'll drive it, take it to the hole and score. Blake Dunn is first two. Indians regain the lead, 17-16. After the 12-point run by Marcellus, the Indians have come back with a nifty 8-point run of their own. A runner in the lane, one-hander is good by Garcia. We got a lane change again. It's 10 points for Garcia. It's 18-17, our third lead change of the game. Marcellus with the lead now at 18-17. That stops an 8-point Saugatuck run. Here's Weber, triple right side, got it right side. Weber with 12 already. Indians regained lead 20-18. We got 4 lead changes now, keeping the pen fresh tonight. Front court, Todd Shelley for Marcellus. Drives in the lane around Dunn, kicks it left side for Shelton. He'll pop back for the 3. No, long rebound. Weber steps in front of Shelton. Lost his balance. That's because Shelton pushed him. First foul of the game for Marcellus, and it didn't come until the in the 11th minute mark of this game. So each team with only one foul so far on their ledger. It's been what Kingsland thought it would be, up and down game tonight. Alex Segovia returns for Saugatuck. Phillips sits down. Dunn and Weber, Segovia, Winniwicki, and Koshelski. The 5 on the floor for the Tribe. Here's Blake Dunn. Left side, Segovia. Open tray. Got the tray. Segovia's first 3. Indians by 5. 23-18. Since that 16-9 lead by Marcellus, Saugatuck has outscored their host 14-2 and has taken a 5-point lead again. Weber strips the ball away from Bainbridge, who is back in, but it goes into the hands of Garcia. Shelton, right side, gets a pick, gets into the right corner for McNeil. Bryce has Segovia all over him. He'll drive right baseline, going to the basket, left side for Garcia, pulls it back to Shelton for Marcellus. They're just being patient, trying to get the best percentage shot. Very patient team, Troy Kaler's team is right now. but you know they like to play up-tempo. Here's a drive by McNeil, gets around his defender, scores, foul. Bryce McNeil creates his own basket there. The foul will be on Blake Dunn, his first, the second on the Indians. Foul line left will be Bryce McNeil, coming off a season-high 8 points performance in the win at Lawton on Friday night. Mike Winawicki sits down for Saugatuck. We welcome Jake Koenig to the game. This free throw by McNeil, first free throw for either side. Koenig is a 5'10 senior, and he'll get the ball between the rings. A football co-captain for the Indians this year. Dunn left wing. Segovia to Webert. To Dunn. Coach Tom Kaysen, and you may hear him in the background yelling instructions, wants his team to move. Koshelski, left side Dunn. Drives left baseline. Kicks it right side Koenig to Webert. Top of the circle tray. In and out. Koshelski tries to tap. No. Shelley rebounds for Marcellus. Halfway through the second quarter, and the Indians are up 3-20. Shelton trying to work on Webert. Gets a pick, then goes to the right side. Stops, pops off glass and in. Joe's first two. The margin is one at 23-22. Back the other way is Koenig. Loses his balance. Ball falls into the hands of Koshelski underneath. He tries to put it up, but he draws contact and a foul. The foul will be on Bryce McNeil. First on Bryce, only the second on the Cats, and so foul line right will be Koshelski. Joey missed his only free throw last night. And he bricks the front end of the two-shot foul. He's already got 6 points in the game. That is his season high already this season, tonight. Joey had 15 last time these two teams met a year ago. He'll drop the second one, though. And the Indians have a two-point lead at 24-22. Stops a four-point run for Marcellus. Front court, Todd Shelley. Left side, Joe Shelton. Indians and Wildcats playing man-to-man defense throughout this one so far. Shelley into the right corner, trying to shake off Blake Dunn. Flips it out for Garcia, working on Segovia. Right corner, Shelley. Todd, high post right, now into the lane, over Dunn. Short jumper, no. Rebound. Koshelski will take it away from Dunn and then hand it to his freshman guard to run the offense. Bounce pass left side for Koenig. Koshelski, top of the circle, back to Koenig. Jake, left side, Segovia. Alex to the foul line, flips it to Dunn. Blake looks inside, now dribbles between the rings, doesn't see anything there, so he hands it to Segovia. Segovia dishes it to Webber. 12-footer right side, no. Rebound, Koshelski can't save it out of bounds. Joe Koshelski has been active inside throughout this game so far. Winawicki and shoots returns. Webber gets his first break. Dunn will also join him on the bench. Koenig and Segovia, Winawicki, Koshelski, Koenig on the floor for Saugatuck. They break the press to Marcellus with Joe Shelton into the front court. Shelton in the right corner, lobs it in now for Bainbridge, lays it up, no. Rebound, Winawicki. Mike wants to run. Marcellus knows that. They're back defensively. Koenig, left side, Segovia, triple, got it, foul. Away from the ball, or will they count it? It's going to be Koshelski cleaning out. They'll count the three. It's away from the ball, though. Segovia's second tray of the game, 6 points for him. And the foul on Koshelski is his first, third on Saugatuck. Indians by five, 27-22. 2:29 to go, first half. We should have Kevin Tringali, the girls' basketball coach here at Saugatuck, join us at the break. Talk about the back half of our doubleheader. And now, Shelley tries to quickly get into the front court, and he threw it past Bryce McNeil out of bounds. Only the second turnover in this quarter, seven in the game for Marcellus. Saugatuck with 5 points off of the cough-ups. Indians had six turnovers in the first quarter, none so far here in the second. Koenig, between the rings now, Segovia. His pass, he had his pocket picked, and he coughs it up. So we should have kept our mouths shut as Garcia got the steal. Front court, Todd Shelley for Marcellus. Down 5, 27-22. 2 minutes to go, first half. Deflected pass back into the hands of Shelley. Shelley, high post right, needs some help. Gets it from Shelton on the right side. And Troy Taylor does not like what he sees his offense doing, he'll call his first timeout. It's a Michigan Tile timeout. This timeout presented by Michigan Tile, Wintersale. Stop in at Michigan Tile. Why do they officiate? Some officiate for the love of the sport. Others officiate simply because they love being around kids. Some just got sick and tired about complaining about officials, so they did something about it by becoming one. To become a registered high school game official, call the MHSAA or go to MHSAA.com. You can be a referee. Message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Chris Allen in our studios. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad you are with us for high school basketball action. Third doubleheader in 5 nights we're doing, as the Indians are hosting Marcellus tonight. Twinville last Friday, and the Indians swept Bangor. Split doubleheader last night against Fenville. Boys won, girls lost. And so the Indians are looking to pick up a couple of more victories tonight, but the Marcellus Wildcats will provide tough opposition. We've seen it with the boys. We expect it with the girls in the nightcap. So the timeout is over. Both teams have burned a 60-second timeout so far. 2:30s, 2:60s left for both coaches, Kazin and Kaler. As we resume play, Todd Shelley inbounds it in with a minute 45 to go in the first half. Saugatuck up 5, 27-22. Marcellus with the basketball. Left corner, Matt Garcia. Cross-court pass to a wide-open Shelton. Triple try is good. Joe Shelton with 5 in the quarter in the game. Cuts the margin back to 2 at 27-25. We've had 2 ties and 4 lead changes in this game. Front court, Anschutz to Winawicki. Anschutz open inside the arc. Jumper good. Alex's first 2. Indians by 4, 29-25. Minute 15 to go, first half. Saugatuck has had the pressure on after made baskets, but so far they have not turned into turnovers. Wide open, Bainbridge lays it up and in. Ethan with 8. It's 29-27. Bainbridge, coming off a night for performance Friday night, has now got 8. His Koshelski driving ball was snuffed by Bainbridge on the block, and McNeil gets the rebound for Marcellus, trying to play for the tie with 48 seconds to go in the first half. Front court, Todd Shelley for the Marcellus. Walkout throws it right into the hands of to Koshelski. 2. Segovia drives it and scores it. Alex now with 8. All in this quarter. Indians by 4, 31-27. Todd Shelley into the front court with 25 seconds to go in the first half. His pass gets it over now for McNeil. Drives right side, left side, right side, I should say. No rebound, grabbed off Anschutz. Tom Kazin tells Anschutz, let's get into the front court, go for the last shot. Winawicki, with 10 seconds to go, pulls it out. Tom Kazin says, let's go with 5 seconds left. Winawicki, trying to keep the dribble, loses it. And we're going to call a 30-second timeout with 1.3 seconds left to keep possession of the basketball. So to keep possession of the basketball, the Indians burn their second timeout. They have 1:30 and two. They have 1:30 and 2:60s left in the pocket, with 1.3 seconds to go here in the first half. We've looked at the high school basketball slate in the Southwestern Conference tonight. In the Lakeshore tonight, Greg Chandler is over at Zeeland West. He'll call the boys game between the Ducks and visiting West Catholic on our AM station 1450 WHTC. Other action, Holland's boys at East Kentwood, Holland girls at Fruitport. Holland's Christian's boys are in Western Michigan Christian. The girls are home to Hudsonville at Holland Christian High, because the Civic Center is being used tonight for a doubleheader by Calvary Schools of Holland. They have their derby against Black River tonight. West Ottawa and Greenville meet. The boys in Greenville, the girls in Park Township, and Hamilton's boys are in Allendale. The Hawkeye girls host Allendale. So with 1.3 seconds left, see if Saugatuck can get a shot off to build a four-point lead. Into Winawicki, right side, takes a shot at the jumper, no! And the first half is over. Not a great first half for Saugatuck, but they'll take it with a lead at the end of 16 minutes. Saugatuck 31, Marcellus 27. We'll look at the numbers. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Tringali about the girls' game and more from here at Saugatuck High in a moment on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com.